Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the program, Rob DeWalt will be with us, speaking of the arts. I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Ben Swan. He's with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. And I'd like to welcome for the first time to this program professional wrestler Josh Talley, also known as JT Smooth. And he is also with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for having us on.
It's great to have you. Now, one of the things that we're talking about is, and I feel the influence of Bill Hutchison here. I'm not really sure. But there's an event tonight at the Chavez Center at 6 o'clock called Our Meowgeddon.
That's right. Our Meowgeddon. And it's exactly how it sounds. It's the world against animals. No, it's better than that.
What is it?
It's professional wrestlers working to save the world of animals. No, it's a professional wrestling show that's going to be really awesome. A fun event for everyone. Go ahead.
So I take it, Josh, JT, Smooth, that you put this together.
Yeah, actually, I did approach Bill Hutchison probably around July after the fire and all the chaos that happened there. I had the idea to let's put on a fundraiser in a different way, and I have the resources, I have the people, and I approached him with it, and he thought it was a fantastic idea. After he left the position, well, Ben stepped in, and he and I have been working on it, and it's just been a matter of time and trying to find the time, find the venue, and get everything together so that we can put this show on and really raise awareness about the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, as well as try to, you know, get us some money. We are a nonprofit organization, so we're trying to, you know, just get the word out, get some people interested in what we do as an animal shelter, and try to target an audience in children and families that otherwise maybe not, they may not think about the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, you know, on a regular basis. So
what's the show going to be like? I've never been to a live professional wrestling show, and I've never really seen it on, I've sort of seen it on TV, but I don't know. Like, what's it like?
Well, we're going to have, you know, a lot of the glitz and glamour that you would see on television. We're going to have, you know, music going. We're going to have, you know, all the wrestlers in all their different personas wearing all their different uniforms and outfits. And
shiny bodies.
Exactly. Yeah. These guys that are coming to the show, they're all local wrestlers from, you know, Albuquerque, Las Cruces, even El Paso. So they're all guys who, you know, have been here in New Mexico, worked and trained wherever they've trained in the country, and they've come here you know, because whatever reason they're around here, and I brought them all together. They're trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to get to the point where they can be on a television show, you know, because that's kind of the ultimate goal for a wrestler, is to be on television. But because they're local guys and they're, as at the moment, independent wrestlers, they're going to do things in the ring that you can watch all the television wrestling you want. You're not going to see a lot of the stuff that we're going to do
like
tonight.
Like what?
Well, you're probably going to see a lot more high-flying action, guys jumping literally in and out of the ring over the top ropes. The very first match of the night, and I really want to make sure that this is known, is going to start off with an over-the-top battle royal. The last two men standing in the ring after everyone else has been eliminated will then go on and highlight the main event of the evening. So it's going to start off pretty big with a pretty big bang.
A free-for-all.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty exciting.
To what extent, I don't know if this is a trade secret, but to what extent is it theater, and to what extent are you really fighting?
Well, I'll say this. After the movie The Wrestler came out, there's no sense in going back to hiding anything. It is entertainment. It is a show. But you have to know what you're doing. And that's where, you know, training comes in. That's where going to a wrestling school and learning how to wrestle. It is a very, very physical show. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get hurt, or even worse, you're going to hurt somebody else. So it's theater, but it's kind of knockdown, drag-out theater, you know. So.
Did you go to wrestling school?
I did go to wrestling school. After college, I really was kind of burnt out with school. So rather than taking on graduate school just then, I had a conversation with my father before he passed away, and he told me, if you're going to go do something like this, go do it now, because when you're 50 years old, you can't wake up and decide you want to be a wrestler. So I packed up my things, I headed out to L.A., and I hooked up with a wrestling school out in East Los Angeles in Riverside, California, and I got my training there. It was about 4.5 months. I had my first match, and you know, I still needed some training, so I trained for a good year to a year and a half before I really, really went out on the road on my own. And after that, I built up my own name. I had a lot of good matches behind me, and my name recognition started to go kind of a long ways. And I got to the point where, you know, I could call up any promotion that I had worked for previously and ask if I could get on their show. I went on the road for about 2 years and did that pretty much nonstop. That's where I moved back here after getting my training in L.A. I hooked up with these local guys and started going on the road with them. And we just, you know, we had a blast doing it. It's been really fun.
I want to say that, you know, most people at the shelter do not know this alter ego of Josh's. Nobody, I didn't know it until this summer. I'm going like, seriously? Josh is a professional wrestler? And, of course, it was like, trying to place this guy who is works wonderfully well with animals of all kinds and with people who are wanting to adopt animals. It's like he's a professional wrestler. He, you know, jumps around and you know, does things like that. So I have never seen him in action. I've seen some photos, so it's going to be pretty spectacular. So I don't know. I just assume that he'll just take on this new persona and that that he and his buddies will go at it.
Now, the persona is part of the whole thing. So when you went to professional wrestling school, did you pretty quickly get the JT Smooth persona and then develop that?
I took the name JT Smooth from a very negative experience I had when I was in high school. I was very, very shy and extremely awkward around girls. And here was my crush, you know, walking in front of me and my buddies like egging me on and pretty much pushing me to her. So before you know it, I'm standing face to face with this girl that I couldn't even like get two words out without fumbling. And I just turned around after embarrassing myself, walked back to my group of friends, you know, with my head down, totally red in the face. And one of the guys made a comment and said, "Hey, Josh Talley, that was really smooth, man. Hey, it's JT Smooth over here." So I took that negative experience that I had and I flipped it around and I decided, you know what, I'm going to be the exact opposite in my character of what I was when I was at that age. And
you're going to impress the girls.
I mean, I essentially took, you know, to build the persona with the name, I took maybe three or four things that people have said to me in my entire life, just about maybe somebody said that I was attractive at one point, and maybe someone said that I was good at this at another point in my life. And I just took those handful of things, balled them up into one thing, use that as the persona, and turn the volume up as high as it could possibly go. And it's just the over-the-top arrogance, just the most cocky person you could ever imagine is who JT Smooth is.
And are all professional wrestlers pretty much in a cocky, arrogant state in their personas? I mean, is that part of it?
Not all professional wrestlers. I mean, you can't have that. I mean, essentially, you have your villains and you have your good guys, your heroes,
okay.
You know?
So you're a good guy.
Actually, no. The persona I play is I'm definitely the bad guy.
Oh, you're a villain.
Yeah. It's been pretty fun to, like, be able to totally take myself out of my everyday life and put everything I have into that character and just get the biggest rise I can out of an audience. And the way I look at it is, in any good story with, you know, a hero and a villain, the hero is only as good as his villain. He's only, you know, if you're in a situation where you have, you know, if Superman didn't ever have an enemy, he probably wouldn't have been that great, you know. If Batman didn't have the Joker, he probably wouldn't have been as great as he was as a hero, you know. So the way I look at it is I put myself in a situation where maybe I'm grabbing the microphone and just running my mouth about how great I am and how everyone else isn't that great. And it gets people to the point where they, in that moment, despise me so much that it doesn't even matter if they know who my opponent is. They're going to cheer for him just so that they can see me, you know,
vanquished.
Exactly.
So Josh,
is it the role of the villain in professional wrestling to get vanquished, or do you sometimes win?
Well, I mean, things happen. I mean, more often than not, if I win, it means I'm cheating. But it's really fun. I mean, but you know, every show is absolutely different. You know, if you have an audience that is mostly children, well, you don't want to have the bad guys winning all the time. You know, that's not good for the audience. You know, everybody's going to have a sour taste in their mouth. Whereas if you're at a show like that and you have this really, really bad dude and the good guy wins, well, the crowd's going to erupt and everybody's going to go crazy for that. You know, and that's really, you know, what you want to get out of an audience. You want them to leave a show knowing that they had a good time, feeling like happy about the time that they had. And, you know, you just want to leave a mark in their head where, you know, they're going to remember what they saw, and they're going to remember that guy who was a jerk, and they're going to remember who that guy who beat that jerk, you know? So it's pretty fun. It really is a fun thing to do.
So are you telling me that you'll be against animals as a bad guy?
I won't be against animals. Absolutely not. But I'm probably going to act like I'm better than every other person that's around.
So do animals, we're talking to JT Smooth, also known as Josh Talley, about the event tonight called Our Meowgeddon, a battle for animals at the Chavez Center here in Santa Fe at 6 o'clock in the evening. So what is the role in tonight's, if you want to call it theatrical performance, of animals?
Well, we really want to raise awareness, like I said. We want people to know and understand that there, just because it's winter time, especially, you know, there's a lot of focus right now on helping people and people shelters, but we still have animals out there that need help. We still have, you know, stray dogs and cats that are coming in and they need to find homes. One of the characters that's going to be in our show is a character by the name of Dynamite. His little backstory is that he is about 250 million years old. He was frozen and thawed out in right around the late 70s era, so somehow he came out in that disco kind of era. He really adjusted really well and decided that the best way that he could raise awareness for all animals, because he is as old as he is, and he knows that it's important because he looks back on what happened to his kind, you know, with the dinosaurs being wiped out. So he fights for the welfare of all animals from any age, any time period throughout the world. So
this is a do-not-miss event, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fundraiser for the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. And despite that, the tickets are very, very inexpensive. So that's a nice thing, too.
Yeah, we just want to encourage the families and children. It's just a fun event. And so why not, you know, make it reasonable and let everybody just come out and see it and just get a taste of the professional wrestling. You know, they were very happy to have us perform at the Chavez Center because they at one time did a lot of I don't know, wrestling, but boxing, different kinds of bouts like that.
They've done like mixed martial arts and boxing and things like that.
But it's kind of fallen off. They haven't done as much, and so they're pretty excited about having this back at the Chavez Center, so where everybody can go have fun.
That is a wonderful thing. I'm so excited. Now, what else is going on at the shelter? I see that you, Ben Swan, have brought a lot of pieces of paper that contain on them both information and some of the cutest little things ever.
Well, we are just finishing up our beautiful winter newsletter with special things in it, but I can't show you that because, you know, you'll be getting that next week or the week after that. But I did want to tell you, we have lots of great things going on for the holidays, especially, you know, next week we're going to kick off really what we're calling Home for the Holidays. It's sort of a two-part thing where we are offering special incentives for if you are going to get a pet or cat or dog during this time of the year, you know, why not make it a special occasion? And so we've gotten a lot of businesses who are donating all kinds of coupons and gifts, and so we're going to give, along with the pet, the dog or the cat, or a rabbit or whatever you find at the shelter, you'll get a gift bag of all kinds of things like coupons and grooming and things like that. And then we're also kicking off a pet food drive. It's a perfect time to do it. We're going to do it through the year. And
can you bring pet food to the show tonight at the Chavez Center?
That's not a bad idea. We haven't started it yet, but of course, we always welcome donations, so that would be great.
Bring a few dollars for your tickets and then a bag of kibbles or some cans of pet food.
Yeah, we're focused on high-quality food, but we'll take anything. So we'll get some barrels.
There's good kibbles.
There's excellent kibbles, too. Yeah, so those are the kind of things that, you know, this is the winter time and people, I don't know, it's a lot of the shelters are pretty full and animal group welfare groups are very, very full with beautiful animals. So we're just encouraging people to, you know, giving them the tools, the means for to adopt an animal, to do right by them, to really do a good job in just bringing this animal into their families. And Josh is, you know, he's our offsite adoption counselor, and he is, you know, I've seen him work wonders with people who are trying to find the right pet, and he's out in the community, PetSmart and different pet stores, really connecting these high quality animals with wonderful families.
So you're, as well as a professional wrestler, you're a matchmaker.
I do my best. Yeah. I love my job. Like I don't think I've ever had a better job. I don't know if I can imagine having a better job. You know, to be able to take animals out to the community, to different places, and get them seen by people that otherwise wouldn't have seen them, and, you know, hopefully even find them homes. And I always do my best to try to find, like, the right home for the right animal. And
how do you do that? I mean, what are some of the qualities in the animals and the people that you try to match up?
You know, it's just like people. Every animal is different. You know, every animal is going to have different needs. Every animal is going to have, like, different behaviors that they're going to show. And, you know, it's a lot of conversation with people, getting to know a person in just a matter of a few minutes and understanding what their life is like and if they can handle maybe the high energy of a certain dog, or if perhaps they need, you know, a dog that's a little bit more mellow and just really needs a couple of walks a day and that's all it requires, or, you know, like it's
or a dog that needs 8 hours of hiking per day.
Exactly, yeah. Or, you know, like maybe a dog's like really high energy and perhaps needs to go to like a doggy daycare, or have an owner that's going to be able to run 5 miles with them every day, something like that, you know. And that's the most important part for me, is making sure that I'm being that bridge between a person and what and the dog or a cat, and like letting them know what each other's needs are. I've had some great success stories, and, you know, I've had some long-term dogs get adopted and cats as well, and every time I do that, I feel so good. Today I got a phone call from a woman who adopted a dog from me back in July, and the dog had been with us for quite a long time. I mean, she was a long stayer, but she was an excellent dog, and she's having a few issues, but God bless her for calling me, because she called me and it was a simple fix and she didn't want to give up on the animal, and that just made me feel so good, you know.
Well, that's another thing that we want to remind people about the animal shelter, is that they can call if they're having a problem.
Absolutely.
And get some advice, because, I mean, as Ben, you were telling me the other day, we'd much rather have people call and talk to a behavior specialist than get an unwanted dog that could have just been helped by a short phone conversation.
Sure.
Right. And like many cases, this is just a quick fix. What, you know, my dog's doing this. Why? Well, and we have a lot of people who can tell them exactly, identify the problem, or even work with them. We've had, you know, Suzanne Fuqua, our behavior, the director of behavior and training, she'll go out and really help people really, you know, like I said, we want to preserve these relationships because they're valuable relationships to the family. And, we all want them to be successful.
We're talking with Ben Swan and Josh Talley from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. I would also like just to make a special call out right now to people who have, within the last, let's say, year or so, lost a beloved pet. There are people I know who have lost their dog. A dog died of old age or died of an illness or whatever. And the grieving period is something that is very important to honor, and at a certain point, maybe not the next day, but maybe the next year or the next 6 months or whatever, it's time to get a new dog. And what you can just do is go into the shelter or go to one of the adoption events, Josh, that you are hosting, and check out some of these animals, because there's a good chance that one of them will speak to you and be your new beloved friend.
Right. One thing I try to stress to people who come to me with, you know, with those thoughts and feelings, is that you are never going to replace a dog or a cat or whatever pet you had. But it doesn't mean that you can't fulfill your life and fulfill an animal's life by taking home, you know, a new dog, a new pet, you know?
And speaking of a new dog, you've got in front of you, Ben Swan.
I'm only seeing it upside down, but it's a piece of
beautiful doggy cuteness.
Yeah, I love to surprise Mary Charlotte with these animals because they are so beautiful. Like this one,
as a friend of mine said to me, Mary Charlotte, when you say that's a cute dog, it has no meaning because you say that about every dog.
I don't know. Maybe Josh, I particularly like Ladybug. Ladybug was a really interesting dog. She was a stray that we picked up, that was picked up from Santo Domingo Pueblo, and she was just covered with all these sores and scrapes and sunburn. Her skin was all scaly. We worked really hard to bring her around, and she just became this wonderful, beautiful, happy dog.
She's a good-looking dog.
She's a beautiful dog.
She doesn't look like she was ever... Was she a little pit bull mix?
She's a little pit bull mix, yeah, but she's white. So it's a little bit different. Do you know anything about Ladybug that you might want to add, Josh?
I think she's absolutely sweet. She's had the times that I've been able to take her to my offsite events, she gets a lot of looks and a lot of attention.
And so now it's time for someone to adopt her.
I think so.
You don't have to call her Ladybug either.
No.
You can always change their names.
You can always change their names. Yes.
they don't mind it so much. The thing about especially Ladybug and other dogs like this, they're kind of big, but you know they'll melt your heart. They go up, they'll like lean against you and just like look into your eyes.
That whole thing. Yeah. And they'll also, once they get to know you, they'll love you and protect you forever.
Forever.
Absolutely.
And then what about Helen? Helen's a very sweet, wonderful
Helen's
lab.
Helen's a very, very cute dog.
Yeah. Helen has come a long way. She's
a lab Irish setter mix?
Yeah. She had some really, I would say, fear issues where, you know, she was just freaked out by a lot of things and a lot of different people. But she's come so far with our behavior staff working with her. And, you know, she's just turned out to be an amazing dog. You know, she
tilts her head to the side to look
really
at you, like
cute,
in this picture, with her big brown eyes that say, "Don't you understand that I love you?
Right. Take me home, please." And look at those little paws. They're all white little paws.
Yeah, she's got little white socks on her paws.
Little mittens.
We're devolving.
Sorry. And then we also have Fia. She's a wonderful cat.
Ah, Fia.
Fia, the funny face girl. So
she's a funny face girl.
I love cats.
We should put pictures of those animals on the website, on my website, santafe.radiocafe.org.
Well, we will, right?
Yes,
that's
we
what
will.
We've been trying
we did
to
that
do.
Last time,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
They're very, you know, and Fia is just, she's 4 years old. She's domestic long hair. She's got this goofy grin on her face, and she's ready to give you a purr in a moment's notice. So,
Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Josh Talley, also known as JT Smooth, is a professional wrestler who will be appearing as one of many wrestlers in Our Meow Geddon, the Battle for Animals, which is tonight at the Chavez Center at 6 in the evening. He's also the offsite adoption coordinator for the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, whose telephone number is...
983-4309. That is 983-4309. But if you know, I really encourage people to go online and look at our website, because we have all the animals immediately we put out online. And it's at sfhumanesociety.org.
sfhumanesociety.org.
Hey, I was just curious if JT will, you know, I don't know. He's got this persona. Does he sound differently when he's on in the match? I don't know. Does he, JT?
You want to know how JT sounds? Well, let me tell you how JT sounds. The smooth voice that you're hearing right now over the radio is none other than the one and only JT Smooth. I want to welcome everybody to come on out tonight. Come on out and feast your eyes on the magnificence, the beauty, and the wonder that is encompassed in the body and the face, of JT Smooth. Come on down, baby. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm glad, I'm very, very happy that I'm going to be able to wrestle on this event tonight. For several reasons. One, first of all, you guys get to look at me. Second of all, ladies out there, maybe I'll pick and choose the one that I want. But let me tell you one other thing. I'm doing this. This is a great cause for the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. But I want one thing to be clear. I hope that there's a veteran in the house tonight, because I'm flexing these guns right now, and I gotta say this: these puppies are sick.
Ouch.
We're going to take a break right now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in a moment with Rob DeWalt. I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday Arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us just about every Friday, speaking of the arts. Bienvenido.
Rob DeWalt's not here this morning.
Oh, who's here?
Bobby D's here, and he's got a message for JT Smooth.
Oh, really?
Mr. Smooth, you are so lucky I have a pedicure tonight. Or I'd be there at the Javits Center to crush you like a bug. But I got better stuff to do, brother.
What color do you paint your toenails?
Purple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what's happening this weekend?
All kinds of stuff. There's a great event happening, a charity event for the Southwest Care Center. They're presenting the 23rd Annual Aid and Comfort Gala at the Hilton Santa Fe Historic Plaza Hotel. That is at 8 p.m. Saturday. And it's a James Bond theme. The event is called Bond, James Bond this time around. And basically, Southwest Care Center, in case anyone knows, they provide medical care and research and education, prevention, and support services to patients with HIV and AIDS throughout New Mexico.
And hepatitis.
And they do a marvelous job. And this is their big fundraiser that they do every year. And so this year they're going to have a Club Moonraker with DJs, with DJ Una. Excuse me. They're going to have a Goldfinger Salon where there's going to be a silent auction. There's going to be a Bond Martini Bar, and there's going to be, there's an auction. One of the auction items, this is pretty cool, is a guitar signed by either one or a few of the New York Dolls, which is a really big deal if you were, if you know or care anything about punk rock music. You must have this guitar.
Okay.
And there's going to be jewelry. And I'm not sure if there's any tickets left, but there's also going to be, before this gala event, there is a dinner at La Posada with all kinds of great chefs in town. I'm not sure if there's tickets left for that or not. But if you call 989-9255 or visit southwestcare.org, you can find out more information about this cool event.
Most excellent.
I'm a James Bond fan. I became one in high school.
Yeah. I became one as a little kid because my dad took me to James Bond movies when they came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love James. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
I don't know, but I certainly was very fond of Sean Connery back in the day.
Yeah, I was too.
Because he looked kind of like my dad.
Because he looked kind of like... Did you show him like your father?
No.
Okay.
No, that
All
was
right.
different.
What else is happening?
Well, at the Screen on Sunday, a performance of the Bolshoi Ballet doing Sleeping Beauty. I imagine that's in high definition. And the broadcasts are various times. Let's see, starting at 12 in the morning, 12:40 in the morning. And opening Wednesday, is that next Wednesday or this Wednesday? It must be next Wednesday, is a film called The Hedgehog. And it's based on a best-selling novel called The Elegance of the Hedgehog. That sounds like it's got to be British.
Yes, and there's a lovely review by Jonathan Richards today in the Pasta Tiempo. And we'll get more to it. I promise we'll get to film later, right? We won't forget this time.
No, we're getting to it now.
We're going to get to it now. Okay.
This is when we're getting to it. And then there's also The Mill and the Cross, which is a Swedish movie. And its subtitle is Behind Every Great Painting Lies an Even Greater Story. And Margin Call, which I hear is very good. I haven't been to any movies lately.
It's very good.
It's very good.
Yes.
And lots of good stuff coming up too, Royal Opera and so on. But we'll get to those things in due time.
Yeah. Weekend is also opening this weekend at the CCA Cinematheque. I did a review about it in today's Pasta Tiempo. It's a great kind of budding romance story between two men in Nottingham, and it shatters a lot of gay cinema conventions. And I think that I would encourage people of all identities and persuasions to go and check this film out. I found it groundbreaking might be too strong of a word, but it's definitely worth checking out.
But you know, isn't it nice that we have come to a point where there are gay cinematic conventions?
Yes. Really? Where? Where is it? I got to pencil that one in. I encourage people to go to CCA and check that film out. It's really great. And so is The Hedgehog. I didn't review it, but I did.
You've seen it?
I took a screener home and watched it.
Nice.
And it was awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And go to the Screen, because the Screen has a big, huge, beautiful screen. And the front seat is actually a place where you can see the movie from, because there's a big gap in front of it, and the sound is good, and it's just a great place to see films.
Definitely.
And it's on the campus of the SFWAD.
SFUA, Santa Fe University of Art and Design, formerly the College of Santa Fe.
That's right.
1600 St. Michael's Drive.
And there's lots of signage, so you can actually find it.
Thescreensf.org for film times, right?
Yep.
Right. Okay. Onward and Upward, 1 p.m. Saturday, November 19th at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill is the Fall Rock School final concert. And this is pretty cool. Pete Williams, Mikey Baker, the folks over at Candyman Strings and Things, they teach these sort of rock camps, you know. And it's not just for kids. They have kids and they have adults. And
KSFR's own Peter Williams.
That's right.
Music in the Madness, Thursday nights. He goes wild. It's a really good show, by the
way. Yeah, yeah. I mean, these two guys are great. You know, Mikey Baker, former owner of Corazon, and Pete Williams, they both bring a lot of great music to Santa Fe, both of them being accomplished musicians themselves. But anyway, at 1 p.m. Saturday, and this thing is during the day, I think there was some confusion. It was originally scheduled to be at 2, but it's actually at 1. But so kids and adults have gotten their... I can't forget Pablo Champion, who's the bassist for local funk jazz rock ensemble, the Gumbo Project. He's involved in this, too.
Gumbo Project is good.
Yeah. And so the students have all formed band, kids and adults, and the names of the bands are Sugar Rush, Medusa, The Lion, The Lamb, and What? With a question mark.
What?
As in, what? What? Okay. So this is a... This is basically a showcase of what happens at these shows, and I keep telling Mikey Baker I want to learn to play bass, and you know, with all the free time I have, that's not going to happen. But go and support these students, and go and support Candyman Strings and Things, and this rock camp, and Williams, and all these other folks.
Excellent.
They're creating new musicians.
To honor the work of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, Southwest Seminars presents a lecture by Dr. Kurt Kempter, volcanologist, geologist, and Fulbright Scholar, on Monday, the 21st of November. His lecture is titled The Ice Age in New Mexico, Past, Present, and Future, and it'll start at 6 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe. There's an admissions fee and light refreshments.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else is happening? We've got, I believe the 2011 High Mayhem Fall Series is concluding on Saturday also at 7 p.m. over there at High Mayhem Studios on Siler Lane. We've got performances by the Proxemics, Vega, Ivaga, We Drew Lightning, and the late Severa Wires, the last two of which are a couple of my favorite sort of experimental bands in town. I know that's a very broad word, and it would take way too long, and we wouldn't get to enough events if I tried to explain it all. But these guys do incredible work, and there is a suggested donation at the door. If you go to highmayhem.org, you can not only read more about this event, but you can hear samples of some of the music that these bands have put out. And High Mayhem Studio, of course, does a lot of recording there. They have a recording studio there, and I don't know if they're recording right now, but generally they record pretty much everyone that performs. And so this is going to be a great event. And also, Eat Christina Hare and Wild Frontier. They're playing tonight at Cowgirl Barbecue. It will remind you of the Pretenders or Joni Mitchell or Wanda Jackson, Demi Lovato. Eat Christina Hare has this great voice, and it's kind of a countrified sound. And that's 8 p.m. tonight over at the Cowgirl. There's a small cover at the door.
Excellent.
Yes.
And at Collected Works Bookstore tomorrow morning at 9:30, lecturer Mary Keim and the Opera Briefings and Breakfast Lecture Series, and there will be a presentation about Philip Glass's Satyagraha. And the Metropolitan Opera simulcast follows that at the Lenzic at 11 in the morning. And also on Saturday at 4 in the afternoon, Collected Works also, a reading by Amy and David Thurlow on their latest book, Black Thunder, an Ella Kla novel. It's the latest in the Ella Kla crime novel series. And then on Sunday, photographer Chris Enos, who we had on the show a couple days ago, is doing a presentation on her book, 285 Broken Dreams,
yes,
photographing the southeast New Mexico to Texas. And did you see that book?
I listened to the interview, and I stole the book off of my editor's desk yesterday.
It's good.
During our meeting, yes. I took it home, and I had to make dinner, but I blew through the whole book, and I want to go back and look at it again because that's some of my favorite stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that route, that is a beautiful route, 285.
Yep. All the way down from Santa Fe, basically, to Texas.
Texas.
Yep. And on Monday, the event celebrating the paperback edition of Robin Williams' Sweet Swan of Avon has been canceled because the publisher hasn't delivered the books.
Oh, dear.
And but you can check in on the availability of the books. I'm sure they'll be here soon. And then on Tuesday, Collected Works offers multimedia presentation Barbarians at the Gate, Stravinsky, Diaghilev, and the Ballet Russe, narrated by Tom McGuire, who will be on this show on Monday morning, perhaps with a little bit of musical interlude as well, with music of Stravinsky and people like that.
Neato.
Yep.
That's fun. What else? Let's see. I believe I should announce that I talked about the Harvest Festival for the last couple of weeks, and I'm not sure if I announced or not that Santa Fe's own Chef Rocky Durham has been crowned the king chef of the Santa Fe Harvest Festival. He walked away from the competition last Sunday, I believe, $1,000 richer.
Nice.
And I accidentally called him when I found out he won. I accidentally called him at 5:15 in the morning.
Uh-oh.
And
that's very, very bad.
Well, my partner was out of town, and I can't sleep when he's out of town. And so I just forgot what time it was, and I dialed his number, and then I remembered. I was like, oh, darn. I hung up real quick, and I called him later in the afternoon, and I was like, I want to apologize so bad for calling you at 5:15 in the morning. And he was like at 4:30, I was already out hunting ducks. So I didn't even wake him up, you know. You got to appreciate a man who can kill his own dinner. That's all I'm saying.
It's all that needs to be said.
Right. And here's one that everyone is buzzing about, and that is the appearance of Morrissey, former lead singer of iconic UK band The Smiths, is over at Saturday at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. I did an interview with him in today's Pasta Tiempo.
Nice.
He has some interesting things to say, especially about Michael Bublé. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
All right.
Pick up a copy and dig in. Ooh, this is great. This is a beautiful layout in today's Pasta Tiempo, and it's a wonderful story. Woven Identities, Basketry Art from the Collections at the Museum of Indian Arts and Cultures opens on Sunday, November 2nd. Now, I don't think that there is reception, per se, but the exhibit is up through April 14th, 2014, so you have a little time.
Yeah, you have a little time. I love it when museums show their own collections.
Well, sometimes, you know, they don't have room to show everything.
I mean it. I'm serious.
I mean, it's like the textiles exhibit. You know, they had so much stuff and so little room to exhibit it all.
The Museum of New Mexico, the Mexican Museum of Arts, or I want to call it Fine Arts, but that was the old title, had that nice show, I think it was last year, featuring its own collection. And mm-hmm. Who knew what treasures were in there?
I know. I mean, that's what I'm going to do when I finally, you know, have a stroke being a journalist. I'm going to go and work in the bowels of a museum somewhere, cataloging stuff. That's how I'm going to end my
day. I hope you don't have a stroke as a journalist.
Well, we'll see.
Serenata of Santa Fe, which is in its 25th anniversary season, is doing a concert a week from today, which we're announcing because we're not going to be here a week from today because we're going to be sleeping off turkey, called Poetic Remembrance. It's at the Scottish Rite Center with guest mezzo-soprano Krista River, Pamela Eppel oboe, Joel Bechtel cello, and Deborah Ayers piano, and they've got music by Strauss and Warren and DeFaya and all sorts of people. So check out serenadaofsantafe.org.
Speaking of New Mexico Museum of Art, we've got a Beauregards from Paris, Post-Impressionist Views by Donald Beauregard. There is paintings from 1912 to 1914. There's a reception tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. over at the New Mexico Museum of Art. And there's a great story by Craig Smith, I believe, in today's Pasta Tiempo. Lots of museum stuff going on right now. It's pretty
Excellent.
Cool. Did we talk about New Mexico Clean and Beautiful Recognition Awards?
Why no?
New Mexico Museum of Arts, by the way, hosts a ceremony honoring student participants in the My World, My Vision photo contest. And the winning photographs are on view online at nmartmuseum.org through December 1st. But there's a reception tonight from 1 to 3 p.m. At the New Mexico Museum of Arts. So something a little earlier in the day. Take
when
a
you say
lunch.
Tonight, you mean this afternoon?
Yeah, that's okay. What I mean. Well, yeah.
Because tonight from 1 to 3. Oh, yeah, you said p.m. Never mind.
I did say tonight, but it's really afternoon.
It'd be cool if there was a museum opening at 1 in the morning. I'd go.
Oh, like night at the museum?
Yeah, night at the museum.
Dawn at the museum. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd go.
Dance through, party through the night.
What's happening theater-wise in this town?
Good question. What is happening?
Theater and dance. Well, I believe many hands and many feet a dance expo is going on. Of course, at El Museo tonight at 7:30 p.m. and that continues throughout the weekend. If you go to minasworld.com, that's MINASWIRLED.com, you can find out more information about that. And then Fusion Theater Company is opening Red, a performance of John Logan's drama about artist Mark Rothko. And that opens at 8 o'clock tonight at the Armory for the Arts over there on Old Pecos Trail.
Story. A drama about Mark Rothko?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It should be pretty cool. There's a great story about it in Paso Tiempo today on page 22. If you call 505-766-9412, you can find out ticket information. And The Crucible, Santa Fe Prep Performing Art Department, presents Arthur Miller's play, The Crucible. And that was required reading, by the way, when I was a student at Santa Fe Prep back in the 1980s. I'm not sure if it still is, but now they've brought it to the stage.
Yeah, no, it's required that some percentage of drama clubs in the United States do it every year.
Really?
No.
Is that a federal mandate?
I think so.
Just got to keep the witches at bay. Got to keep the message out there.
And tonight at Gig on 2nd Street, the Rio Grande Guitar Quartet is playing at 8 in the evening. And don't know that much about them, but it looks good.
But it looks good.
It's a guitar quartet. They play programs ranging from Bach to Assad. That's a pretty wide range.
Bach to Assad.
Yep.
That is a wide range.
Yeah.
New Deal Antique and Book Sale, the 10th annual New Deal Antique and Book Sale. Hide your wallets, bookish folks, because this is fun. 1930s to 1940s works project administration, art, vintage clothes, jewelry, native arts and crafts, and rare current used books. There's door prize, there's book signings. It's 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday at Garrett's Desert Inn over there on Old Santa Fe Trail. And I don't know, let me see if it continues on Sunday. Doesn't look like it.
No, it's just Saturday.
Just Saturday. That looks like a lot of fun. Contemporary clay fairs this weekend, too.
Really?
Yeah. 30 artists offer porcelain, terracotta, and stoneware, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Santa Fe Women's Club over on the Old Santa Fe Trail. And then it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. And if you call 983-9455, you can find out more info about that.
And next weekend, the 25th and 26th of November, is the Case Trading Post annual holiday sale with discounts on all sorts of items, including books that are in the at the Case Trading Post, which is at the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian on Museum Hill. Terrific museum and way to do your holiday shopping early.
Yes. What about The Butler Didn't Do It?
Oh, The Butler Always Did It.
I believe this is on Saturday. Yeah, Southwest Children's Theater Playhouse presents Rebecca Morgan's adaptation of their murder mystery comedy at 2 and 6 p.m. at the Santa Fe Playhouse. That's great that it's at the Playhouse. 988-4262 for ticket information. Students that are 17 and under get a break on the ticket price. And this is going to be a fun and even funny show.
Fun and even funny.
Yeah, and Southwest Children's Theater is they're solid. And I like the work that they do.
Good.
Yeah. I guess we should talk about some art openings anyway, right?
We should talk about some art openings. There was one thing that I wanted to tell you guys right now. Give me a half a second. Oh, book reading and signing for Somewhere in Ireland. It's a new book of poetry by Linda Wittenberg this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Church, which is at Barcelona and Galisteo. To learn more, you can go to lindawittenberg.com or you can call 471-2123. We've had her on this program before, so it should be a very nice event.
Cool. I think it's just because it's around the holidays, there's a lot of art fairs and things that go on. But one of the things that's pretty cool, and sometimes I just like to get in the car and go, is head to the Placidas Holiday Fine Arts and Crafts Sale. It's about an hour, I think it's like an hour south, right? South on I-25 to exit 242. More than 80 artists offer a wide variety of works at three locations within the village, including Anasazi Fields Winery, Big Tent, the Big Tent east of the Presbyterian Church, and Placidas Elementary School. And there's going to be, I believe, food concessions at each location. If you go to PlacidasHolidaySale.com, you can get a map and you can get artist information. This is a self-guided tour. You're not going to be put on a big van and driven around. So.
And have people pointing to things that you should look at.
Right, exactly. You get to stop wherever you want along the route. Even though it's only three locations, the artists are consolidated, which kind of makes it a little easier for folks who've never been to Placitas before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Placitas is wonderful.
It's a gorgeous place.
It really is. Hey, the food cadre of Earth Care is hosting a food winter and coat drive, which is through Sunday to benefit the SFPS Adelante program for homeless youth. And the following locations are accepting donation of food and coats from the public: Amy Beale Community School, Capitol High, the City of Santa Fe Solid Waste Department on Siler Road, Earth Care, the Farmers Market during the Saturday Market, and Milagro Community Garden. No, that's over. Forget it. Scratch that.
Scratch that?
Yeah, the Salazar Elementary, Santa Fe High, Santa Fe Prep, and Tusuki Elementary. For more information, check out Earth Care, which I'm sure has a website, earthcare.org.
Right. And the larger point being that you know, this is the time of year to clean out your pantries and help out the Food Depot, Kitchen Angels, all those kinds of folks.
I got a note in my mailbox that
yes.
Tomorrow morning,
mm-hmm.
if you put food, like non-perishable items, next
yes.
to your mailbox, they'll also be picked up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In time for Thanksgiving.
Yes. Non-perishable proteins are a big deal this year. Tuna fish, peanut butter, things like that.
Yeah.
Need to stock the pantry shelves with that. So find a pantry that you love and trust, and I love and trust them all, and stick a bag out. Go through your pantry. You know, you're going to be looking for those canned cranberry sauce. You're going to be looking for all kinds of things for holiday meals.
Yeah.
And when you're in there looking for stuff, realize that some people don't really have that option.
Right.
And get
generous.
And
it's nice to clean out your food cupboards and then
yes. mm-hmm.
make room for different things.
Yes. And I'm sure that, you know, people would love to have pet food donations at shelters. So, you know, it's the season of giving.
Hey, don't forget the, well, we just talked about it this morning, actually, the professional wrestling, what's it called? Armeowgeddon.
That's right, brother.
At the Chavez Center tonight.
JT, I'll crush you, buddy.
He's going to find me and kick my butt.
And he will kick your butt. He's considerably bigger than you are.
But
just saying.
It's for a good cause. And
it's good for a good pause.
It's for a good pause. Oh, that's cute. I was going to talk about art openings, and I totally just forgot. James Kelly Contemporary is opening The Thick of It, new sculpture by Arlene Shechet, I think. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. Tonight. That's up through February 4th. Manitou Galleries on Canyon Road is opening Walter Blakelock Wilson Retrospective this evening. Reception, 5 to 7:30 p.m. That's up through December 2nd. Ventana Fine Art, Landform, photographs by Andrew Johnson and Paul Reinwald. Reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. And then City Hall, New Views of New Mexico, photographs by Will Karp. And there's no reception, but it's up through December. So you can wander through the halls of City Hall and see this great show through December. And everybody knows, you know, City Hall is right down there on Lincoln Avenue.
It's right downtown.
Right downtown. Right next to pretty much the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
That's right.
Where Morrissey is playing on Saturday.
Is it time to go already?
No.
Good heavens.
No.
We never get everything done. But there's more. And to find out what more there is, check out the Pase Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, where Rob DeWalt, the fabulous, the wonderful, the handsome, the articulate.
That's Bobby D to you,
is a regular contributor, and he's on this show just about every Friday, speaking of the arts, but not a week from today.
Not a week from today.
We are taking that day
We're getting
off.
For a trip to fan hangover.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not to mention a pie hangover.
Yes.
And what do you drink on Thanksgiving?
Whatever's in reach? No. Usually sparkling stuff.
Right.
Pomegranate seeds in sparkling wine is my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll settle for fizzy water with a little bit of mango juice in it. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Feel free to write anytime. and comment on the show or send listings or whatever. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Have a great weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving, Rob DeWalt.
You too. Have a good one. I'm taking a four-day weekend.
Excellent. Yay. Sounds like a good idea for everybody. Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Ciao.